completely different than it used to look. The hell? Okay, you know what I'm gonna do?
Alright, so we're live on every app. Okay? And her John. Yeah.
My phone's first on.
Please. Alright,
here we go. Five-star iTunes show. I'm really bad. Thank you for listening to the Jackson show. The Jackson show is live available on the free app. All episodes are available on iTunes or you get podcast.
Cool. So, what we already know is the Jackson show and everyone's smoothie, not cheap. We some stuff. You can see our name on the screen. We got the Instagram screen. Tangerine, her own camera again. The puppy cam.
The puppy cam. Puppies.
And, I want to make sure that I do her because it is an Jackson show. So, six, I'm your host, Jackson Jackson. And my right, your left is an industry. In the industry, knife. Multiple utility. Multi-talent. Multi-acid. Diva. Tangerine.
I broke down only that week.
There she is. I got sound effects. Keep blending in. I got loose fuck up. Sad music. I got boys on phone and shit. My neck all in and then man beat girl.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to shout out to Jaro Andrew.
Thank you, Bob.
The thing is going to smooth the way. I expect it to be enough to copy. We just took this to a whole level. That's what I'm about. You know what I'm saying? So what we're using was this program called OBS. And I know about this stuff now. I wish we got related.
It's a goal. Oh, that's from
but you know.
More you know, I'm something additional from a child. I was a kid. Watching Nathan's radio show got day. It's episode 66.
Episode 66.
Amazing. Look at us. Look at us go. Got 50. Everybody's on BB train right now. Although, he was not asthma this weekend because another pop star kind of light for a moment. We are making that. I don't know what we're going to talk about this week. It's happy. We have freaking quints. So I'm going to look to see if you guys can hear us clearly because we always like to test before we get into it. Shout out to Roger. He was one of those people to tune right now. He already posted a comment.
Well, I took the day. Like it was smooth online. So I hope it's just in down or what. So still choppy.
Let's know.
It looks like it's fucking there.
My Q says, yeah, I'm in it, bitch. My Q is one of the people. Three says, hello to my favorite people. Harry, sitting out your name is Salish. I was playing. Nate Jackson. Okay, so are we seeing Chris? I'm looking at it and it froze on the screen I'm looking at.
Are we?
Yeah, but you're moving on that one.
Yeah, it's choppy. Smooth. I don't know what that's out.
All right, well, see, people are watching. So, hi, everybody. Let us know where you're from. So, now we'll get into the show. And just like I just the break rap on me, you can hear it well.
Everything is on pop and speaks come clear. Still living. I mean, I'm around rain and hell and everyone press has got the puppy cam. The number of guys on the call Mr. Heating Up is 985-6993. That is a moment there because C9 phenomenal push and flight. We deserve some C7 to be in the puppies.
I have the puppies out.
Puppy cam. That's what her camera called, the puppy cam. It's 815-5993. It's a shot. That fucking sucks. After having all that shit fixed, it.
Oh, damn. I see it on mind.
Well, I tell you, I'm to my wild phone.
Okay, I'll turn mine off and so we can.
Well, one of them got it on so we can see if it.
I see. Freeze trade that you said it's okay.
The words are okay. Do you hear a clip of the video copy?
You think what he means?
All right. Well,
Mercurius Jr. Hey, hey, Charles Smith. Robert Ubey. Eric Robinson. Just shut up. Let our loading here.
Shout him out. Shout out.
Appreciate you guys.
Oh, my God. Those watching. Yeah. Nice effects. All the shit. Ring the bell for people watching. Wow.
He's also leaving New York.
That's
just fools. Moving it.
I don't know, but if you hear it, then cool. I'll change that.
The
chat and just focus on what I want to do with my age, right? So, I don't know if you guys are on politics right now. But I am. And I'm trying to get into this. They've had many things been trying on them. As far as Russia, keep on everything left, right? But let me tell you how it's about now.
How do you know,
Nate? This
whole that went for me.
This whole undefeated.
Yes, yes.
And now he got three different hoes. And he had to spend the day with Russians. Talking about, hey, he had two Russian prostitutes in on each other. Bed. Obama's just soiled. Hey, I'm in now.
Now, wait a minute. Are you telling me that our president has been caught lie after lie after lie since he first been campaigning?
What
and
lie about?
Just the different thing he probably would do.
They lie about prostitutes.
He's been lying about important policies about the man since the campaign, and he caught lies. People have shown him saying things on TED he didn't deny saying. Pity for his entire presidency and near so that he could pay for sexual endeavors. That's the country
that's
more
that's where we're at, right?
We sleep with more than we do our job.
Looking got at me for having sex with Mike in the Oval Office. They had Ed in court to exhibit A as a boot dress with his semen on it.
But his impeachment didn't mean anything because he continued out his term, right?
No, he impeached.
I remember getting impeached, but then I remember, like, I don't remember anything changing.
He got put out of office and the vice president had to recount in his week. And then the next elect pretty much swung back to Bush. So,
right.
What we have here is president about the fucking impeachment. Not only is he under investigation by Robert Mueller, but Robert Mueller went to jail, got a goddamn search warrant, and they raided President Trump's personal attorney's house. They got a whole bunch of shit out of this dude's house. They had to over to the lower Manhattan, New York circuit, federal court. And now there's two investigations going on as a lawyer and Trump. Both these niggas about to get us. It's so bad. And this time I'm in Syria again.
I was about to say that. That's attraction.
That's all it's because it's already empty. Not that he won 2 days before. Yeah. It'd be serious.
We're about to bomb you.
I bomb you.
56 bombs, I believe.
No.
50 missiles.
Yes, we're fatalities because we're just all, I guess we gotta go.
Everybody evacuate. The president of the United States is about to bomb. But it's a movie Wag the Dog came out a long time ago.
We talked over some.
Did you see the movie Wag the Dog? No. It didn't. You need to watch because we are reeling. It was a movie about how a president was caught sex at the beginning of the film. To direct the people, they swore. So they made name of a country or something, and they produced a film showing the country in turn something. They pretended there was what going on the actor, and they distracted the country from the second that the president was having.
That's outrageous.
So it's funny at my team to people who are really into politics and believe everything that they see on TV when you think that there was a scandal, the bill, and then there was some quality war stuff. And now we have a scandal with our president, and now he's on Syria. We're here, and he said, hey, if that happened before, we're on Syria's side, and our armies.
So, oh, we're supposed to be right. But what we're doing is, China's
on me.
We're only coming so the Koreans stop killing our own. Like, we're on good. Russia is actually on that regime side, and they're fighting against us.
But it's funny how we step and bomb in other countries who don't have to train their people. What if somebody bombed America because of poisoned Flint water emission?
Okay.
What if some bombed America because we have our land getting murdered?
What
if somebody bombs because holes went over here? Because all these little unarmed black boys are getting gunned down. Yeah. Believing people are mad that they have the right to stand, you know, stay in their own position in their hood. What if our country got bombed because people that are committing murders against unarmed black boys are not executed or prosecuted?
The sound is a fuck with you.
I'm gonna like them. I like them. I want them to they can hear, so I don't mind waiting for them.
We're minding our business, right?
Minding
and a rocket starts to fly over our country and say, Dave Mars, the reason why that's because of misappropriation. How an American white folks doing people wrong?
Would that be a fair reason for us to go to war?
Yes.
Yes. All right. So apparently we deserve to be bombed.
We're about to be fucking impeached. And watch wherever he's at, leave out of that bitch and us. Shit literally hit a fan. He's got two federal things going on. It's so bad that they... Okay, explain it.
Explain it.
Because you guys don't know the main part. You need to be updated, right?
Okay. Okay.
So, there's two different networks that are heavily covering this from one side of the earth. I'm talking about Fox News far to right, like conservative news. Yes, NBC is far to left, so it's liberal news. But when you watch it, you're like, and this is actually right down the line, because all the indictments and people being arrested are only being covered on MSNBC, and then Fox is get the piece afterwards, trying to clean shit for the president.
Okay.
Main person over at Fox News making all the waves is Sean Hannity. He's the one, he interviewed Donald Trump's personal lawyer. He's the one that talked to him and said, hey, I never went to, he never had me with anything with Russia. I haven't paid any process, all this slander in my name, president. Right?
Okay.
In court. In this federal court in New York, Cohen admitted that he had three clients and three clients only.
And who were they?
Donald Trump.
Okay.
The second one, I remember. And third one, they tried not to release the name. They tried to leave it confidential because they didn't want people to know who the last person was.
Did we
have judge demanded. And last person was fucking
Sean
Hannity.
Oh.
How in the fuck are you one of the people that is controlling all of the information, misinformation, the fake news, and Foxy, nigga, you are being covered by this attorney that's representing Donald Trump. Then they shouldn't even be allowed to be on the air giving out the news. It's that bad.
This is great nation. Time out. Mike said power to the people on our Facebook page. Lamar Pendleton says to demolition man will sigh and thank you for that.
Right.
And then Q said it's moving a bit now. And Calvin Boopy McGee says it's choppy.
Well, I got best sign on my end. Okay. If the audio is clean and clear, let's just keep on rocking away, guys.
Okay, if you want to hear it clearly, you can always go to the Spreaker app, that speaker, Spreaker. So it's with R in the middle of it. And then search Nathan's page on there.
Yeah, because we're live on two different platforms. One is for your audio and the other one is for the video. So I hope that you guys can hear us. Is there a volume on that one?
Like, there was earlier.
But I'm saying, like, I'm visually choppy, so I can't imagine they hear us come there.
Yeah, so we just said, sorry, you have to hear that for a time.
Yeah, I don't know what the issue is. It's kind of like my computer can't handle what we're doing here, but I've checked with Apple, everybody that was cool. I checked up to people. So they're saying code is overloaded, and we needed the quality of our stream.
Okay.
I'm willing to keep going live on the audio and stuff and just cut off, and then come back with the low quality. That looks really crispy in there. They don't deserve to have something to be like that.
What did you go to the high HD one?
Of course.
I told you not to do that. We talked last week.
I did the back cut. We got to admit, I've tested multiple times.
You're so hard-headed.
And can have everything just fine. Now here we are. Video coming out. 720 and 480. All that. Just messed up everything.
Okay, so Lamar's asked a really good question. I think we're going to wait before you answer it to see where you're about to do the equipment. You stopping the opening it on lower resolution and then starting it again?
What do you think I should do?
That doesn't bother me at all. Go ahead and do it.
All right, and that's what's about to happen.
On you guys. Because we're Biggs. Robert Biggs, third. He said the audio good. I want y'all to be able to hear us. But we're all just...
Okay.
We'll see. So that means we're
going to
be sharing.
Spreaker is going to be clean, clear, and roll it. It's just fine. Yes. Video on Facebook, live streams, just stop, and it's the right
cut. I need to share it.
Yeah.
Okay, hold eyes.
What are the people saying? No, because I ain't aware. I don't know they're holding to the third. We have.
Okay, they're still in here. So you just got this body floating back the lower end, so we not choppy. That just makes sense. Marvin said that's good. They all are tested that it's choppy before.
Like, God damn.
Damn.
Shit. Unless he's sad about it. Yes, and coming over considering.
If you don't actually equipment, you need to do
that. Yeah, send it to 20 frames. Essentially, somebody's able to watch it later. Everything is smooth.
Okay.
Well, we've been live 20 minutes, 4 seconds.
All right, I'm so my cue asked you guys a question.
Also, what's
and my cue said, the brother, LOL. If you want to do something, type that into the question. Should we stop this video and start when the ones I'm going to be chopped? We just want you guys to watch the playback, and hopefully it might be later, which I thought it would be. But
you guys, I'm right next to this podcast at 480. don't know if you see it. Like, can you tap? Tells you the quality.
No, that 4A low quality.
The max you can do is like 20. No matter what.
Right, so 4A low.
I don't play that.
So what would you be on?
Whatever the next thing down is.
Lord. Okay. Yes, Calvin is.
So I try to get it right. Like, and I'm going to stop. That is actually done. 4, 3, 2, 1.
We'll be right back.
We're coming right back. Stay tuned.
So now still filming us. It's going nowhere. Thank you, Q.
Ain't going nowhere.
So I am. So this has stopped yet. All right.
This is the.
Okay. Because it's happy.
Essential. Video up counter. Please turn off any outputs to change the set. Okay. So, there it stopped.
Looks like a pause screen. Thank you, Elwish Johnson. Okay, we're going over to the other side.
Settings.
Sounds good. Choppy as fuck. Thank you, Jason Tyus. We'll be right back.
Let's even try 1280 by 720. And then
that
output.
That sounds too big, though.
No, that's not what we're going to do. We're going to go 480.
Calvin says, start over. Okay, Calvin.
360.
Yes, yeah, needs to be 3-something. If you were in 420 and it was doing that, it needs to at least
480. What's the next one down on? It is 360, right?
It's 3-something, I thought.
All right, we'll try that. Downsizing filter, fastest but blurry if scaling. Sharpened scaling, 16 samples, sharpened scaling. We can go bilinear, but blurry if scaling. Fuck it, we'll try because it says it's the fastest.
I'm surprised it was choppy on 480, though.
I mean, but it sounded beautiful. Like, I've done quite a bit of shit on this to try and get this fucking thing right.
You have. I feel like we're so close.
The truth is, I'm tired. Oh, God, nigga. I don't know why. It's 18 us. I'll pray now. I'm paying
now.
It was no. That's the recording.
Still on
Reaker? So, who been through Reaker 6L? Please rip this one. My leg is just you fucked and you already know.
I'm trying.
We can rip this another year. Thank you.
Why are we doing Facebook, though?
Because it was delay.
So, they still are still doing this?
Yeah, it's almost like a 45-second delay.
J-Nate? No. So we're typing your good eye. We ain't good anymore.
Yeah. No, they moved to
Ty Shaman or Ty Shaman.
We
line.
In tap.
Tess in the house. They still hear us. They still hear us.
Right now?
She just answered us.
Man, I'm was supposed to cut off. And
hey, you can hear now still. I'm glad we're not nobody. Tess, this show.
Oh, yes, it's happy.
Okay, what do we do? Someone drop it, they'll stay alive. I was keeping just hearts. Can't see you still. And you can see us. You can only hear it, can't see it through Facebook?
What you refresh it?
Because I can see it, I'm watching.
Literally awesome, because you're looking at it. And the delay is like,
I can see y'all and we can hear y'all on Facebook. The speaker app audio is bad.
What?
The speaker or spreaker app. Mistake, I can hear. Okay, Roberts. We can hear you now. It's just a delay on Facebook. Okay, great. I'm going to turn my phone down. We can just the show.
Audio is bad on speaker as well. That is.
That's what Justin just told us. The speaker app audio is bad.
Okay. Well,
so now we're good. You put right onto a lower resolution, right?
Yeah, drop the resolution on.
This is the thing, guys. I always ask me to test it out before I show up. He always says that he tested it, but he made me test it during the show with the viewers. I'm not sure why he says he tested it.
Listen, I did this in the Nate Jackson group. I don't know about that.
Did have viewers tell you that it was choppy? I see Nate ugly ass is what Calvin Gee said.
All right, so
Calvin Gee said I see Nate's ugly ass.
Well, it's working, nigga. Ugly. Shit. Dreams will be back. You got a little mouth.
He's out of time. He's not ugly, man. You're a handsome guy.
I get it.
Okay, cool. So
I need one more sound effect. Okay. I needed to be like, what's your like, even though you're not, but just work.
I'm not allowed to even use it. It's a sound effect, because I don't want anybody to
And I already be trying to like, look, you just chill out. You know what I'm saying? You're just watching the show here. You're sitting here watching people on the show. That's a good entertainment. You can't handle watching people on thinking that they're inside of each other. Just that simple. And it's a violation. I got sound effect.
I'm be sure.
If there's any audio quality degradation while we're broadcast, try slow to you. All right, we'll try that.
I love that you guys have to experience all of our technical difficulties and all of
that. So since for my brain, I've been fucking with it heavily. Like I've been doing it, I've run five tests over and over again, and everything came up. So now that you're listening to Spreaker, you know something's wrong. It's actually like said.
His prior tests don't be accurate, though, apparently. Like, who's watching your prior tests to do how it's going?
I don't know. Oh, no, team. Like, all right, that moved.
The same team that's
but Nick, the
shopping?
Is now.
Okay, let's start the show.
Here you go.
Shit, cut off me.
We already started.
The Nate Jackson
Let's talk about stuff.
Okay. I'll press something.
All past episodes are available on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from.
I feel like, because the stream stopped and the pop right back on, like, we legitimately are a new fan to the show. Like, we're good.
Welcome to the Nate Jackson Radio Show, ladies and gentlemen. You're watching and listening to episode 66.
Yeah, so
Nate Jackson, Andrew.
Nothing has stopped. Spreaker kept rolling. This is down for like 11 seconds and they're stupid. And it's supposed to move now. Look how fast puppies. right?
And it's puppy cam, which is the camera Joe's tangerine breasts and face.
That's why it's coupled, because y'all
never saw audio maintenance. So, yes, so what we're talking about before we thought, well, before we had technical difficulties, we were talking about the fact that our President Trump is probably going to get him soon.
Your President
Trump. And that has something to do with the sexual essays that he cut and lied about too. So I find it interesting that he lied about so many of his policies as far as his job and his governing of our country. That's not going to get him in. It's going to be sexual endeavors, prostitutes that are coming to light. And it reminded me of the film where they had a sexual scandal, wasn't it, in the beginning, and then faked a war in a fake country with actor and put in the news so that his attention go toward the war. Mm. And we wouldn't be about the fact that the president was sleeping with somebody he should be sleeping with. And we had a really question here in our face feed. We get back to it. Lamar Pitts says, it's true, you can't enter president in the middle of a war.
Yeah, you can.
You can impeach somebody in the middle of a war?
You used to not be able to do that, but you actually can.
Okay. Okay. That's good to know. It's actually hard to tell when we're not at war, though, because even when the war, when the war starts, it's obvious we're at war, but then we always have our troops over in other countries. We always have our presence there. We could, you know, fight them at any time. So I'm not really sure when we're not at war. But I understand that would be cool for Trump if he knew he'd be able to be impeached during a war. He bombed Syria a couple days ago. But Carol Chimin says, but is it really going to happen? He's impeached. That's a good question, Carol. And that's what I was also going to ask for the break, because just like you saying that Bill Clinton was impeached for his sexual escapades, yeah, Monica Lewinsky,
yeah,
I didn't note any change in policy or government because his advice go over. So if he impeached Trump because everybody seems to hate him and some of the people who voted for him are disappointed, you know, the way things are going, it's still going to be his administration. Well, the ones that are left because there's so many people who are quitting or getting fired or whatever or leaving. So it's still going to be his vice president.
Oh, there's almost 100 people that he had the office that have left. People turn down jobs.
It's amazing.
Attorneys saying they don't want to do it. They don't want to defend it. And here's the thing. It's to the point that our safety is actually lightweight at risk. Because there was people in office who were like, as long as that guy's in office, we're actually safe. One was H.R. Masters, like old school. Like, so, I'll give you an example. Like, when people have these conspiracy theories and they talk about how the president's job really ain't shit and it's just a pawn. It's just token, motherfucker. He ain't got no power. First of all, that's not true. The office of the president does have power. But there are other people in positions that don't have 40 tenures, that have been in the jobs for 25, 34 years, and that's who we're referring to when we see the people who live around the country. One of the people is H.R. McMasters. When this motherfucker quit, the stock market dropped like 600 points. People were like, oh shit, American politics is actually legitimately in trouble.
So now what?
And then people are quiet, and they quit, and the statements they put out are like bananas. Just call me, the former FBI director guy. He writes a whole book. He's got interviews with Ray Maddow. He turned his former ABC News where he's called President Moody Hoppin. All the shit that people have been doing. We look at right. Me a long time ago like, why is this? Why are you voting for this crackass guy? Like, it's not
good. I thought
good.
It was a joke. Like, I didn't think he really win.
He didn't really win. He actually lost a popular vote. And that's then we're finding out that shit that he did win legitimately was fucked by the Russians. To yes. The point that Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg had to go talk to Fed. Sit down in court and be interviewed because shit is that bad.
Mm-hmm. Mike says, because politics is central on lies. That's true. Elvis Johnson says, Mike Pence policies. That's who take over. Mark Miles. It? Yes, says person behind him, Pence, and he no better. Mike
no,
calls
no,
him
no,
make
no,
more
no,
racist
no.
speech.
No.
Yes.
Pence better than Trump.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Yes, Pence is still racist, and he's been people against policies in Indiana, which is where he's from, for so long that I was in the house when the election happened. We're like, how the fuck is Mike Pence still winning? Like, black cousins and uncles and aunties were like, what in the fuck we got to do to get him out? But it is pales in comparison to what Donald Trump is doing. Donald Trump is doing things out loud that are wrong, and he's moving in silence and that shit is wrong too. We're still finding it and uncovering things. 2 days ago, somebody snuck and added sanctions to Russians. They snuck because Donald was so against anything that hurts Russia. They had to sneak behind his back and do it in like quiet paperwork.
Those are his boys.
Yesterday, he went and reversed that shit without having to even veto it. Like, he also silently moved and got rid of sanctions on Russia.
Is legal?
Absolutely is. Mm-hmm. Is it correct and right in the thing to do for Americans? No. Like,
but
this nigga's literally, like, lost the Cold War. Fuck this nigga. Like, that's where we're at. Vladimir Putin's running our country on the low. We're going to be in a war with a country where Syrian refugees, which you guys have been hearing about for 2 years now, mm-hmm. they're gone. They have left. If you're still a civilian in Syria, you're either actively fighting against the regime or you are like you're either with the force or against us. We're supposed to be good side. Russia's the bad side. They'll be the bad side in Syria. We're fighting like a motherfucking country. Not with men around that. Shoot 54 bombs. Do you know what takes 54 bombs?
Nowadays, no.
Done.
It's got quick. Yeah, nowadays. So should we be afraid of just the American system that we're about to be in a war that, you know, back in the day you had to look for bomb shelters mm-hmm. and you had to have emergency food stashed away and emergency cash or something to start with about that time for us?
No.
Not yet? Okay.
It's not.
Because I have my emergency food and emergency cash in case shit hits the fan.
Yeah, no, it's that time because we did do all the things in preparation. Like, thinking that we really were going to be bombed and we were doing that, like, kind of really did fit itself. Our main threat is from, like the far away, like, say, like Hawaii, like a Pearl Harbor situation. Like, oh. Even when North Korea said us, they didn't have anything in place. But we had already known it was a real threat.
Okay, so we're still safe.
I mean, you're saying right now our main threat is domestic. Our main in our country is white and mad that we're being a progressive country. Other races are finally starting to get equality.
That's
the worst thing. The right there. White men white kids who are a part of that discourse is fucking the country up. From the Boston Marathon and all that. Like, that's saying, that's what I do to get to the airport. I might wait, like, nigga, why you even fucking
they
like,
know.
Like, black people, like, all we're trying to do is fly with our weed. And all of smoke. But most black people are trying to keep some weed hidden in their bag, right, or in their backpack or some edibles or something. We aren't trying to blow a motherfucker.
It means they're throwing away our lotion, our toothpaste. Is it feeling like in the world?
Right, like, shea butter cheek, nigga. It's just like.
Similar tapping the screen with the angry emojis and the crying emojis at what we're talking about.
Well, that's what it is. Sometimes y'all be lighting fun and other times it's all about some shit. Matter of fact, it might be time to bail.
Okay, let's
go. Unless you had a couple cents to put on this chump stuff.
No, I'm not really big on believing that I see a news politics, like everything with the grain of salt. I'm those people who feel like the president isn't the one that's actually in control. He's face of the country, and he's told what to say, and the news told what they can and what they can. So I don't really, like, lose a lot of stuff over it. It's unfortunate that things are happening, but I try to be very optimistic. So I feel like through all of the storm, through all the drama, something good is going to emerge. Whether we're stronger people, whether we at some point overthrow the way the government looks now and try to make more for the people, because right now it's more for the corporations, it's more for it. If we can get back to it actually being us in control of it and having what we want, what's the word? Oh, I'm losing that verb. In our best interest thing in the White House, that would be great. So I just try to stay optimistic. I try not to follow it because I know a lot of friends who have seen it and all day long, they're really sitting pissing and tweeting about it.
Should be irate right now.
And they spend their day like just being upset about it, but that's not really going to help.
Like a lot of people detach themselves from considering politics as in that actually affecting them. So just like it is a lot of fools and just a blast or whatever. But it's time for steam back in because it's not about to compete. And white people ones doing it. That's how you shit is bad.
It's not even a race thing though. It's people in power. Just give. Oh, that's funny. Carol Chapman said B6. What am I stirring? Carol Chapman said B3 16. Why can't I say B13? Do you watch Scandal?
Yeah.
Okay, she's saying B13 in charge, which is hilarious.
Oh my God. I'm real shitty.
But I feel like when you watch a movie like Enemy of State or Wag the Dog or any of these things that show another side of how the world works, it's awesome truth in it. Like, people aren't just coming up with this. This is stuff that people know. Mm-hmm. And they're reading about it, and they're giving us a glimpse of it. When you watch things in Pin Today or what was the movie? Not on the Halle Berry, Gattaca. The opposite of the one Halle Berry. It's either Gattaca or Gattaca. But it was a futurist movie where they would like take a piece of your hair and run your DNA and see what diseases you have in your family, and see if you have a criminal record, and decide whether they give you a job. It wasn't based on a verbal interview. Mm. It was based on them going, no, you know, like, we don't know what we saw in DA. Like, that's where the future is going. Like, when you see movies like that, and that movie was made like 2 days ago, you know there's some shit in it. Because now look at all they're doing with DA. So, right. I just know there's more to the picture than what they're showing us, and I'd sit back and enjoy it.
So, like, if you got, listen, 2 cents, like, you call 1-8-5-7-5-6-9.
I'm reading. Sorry.
8-5-7-5-6-9. She don't normally do that.
Because I'm reading 3 minutes and you were sitting there. Carol Chapman said, it's kind of serious. Where did Hollywood get ideas from? That's exactly what I'm saying, right, Carol. The ideas are coming from places that are, yeah, Carol, thank you.
And so this is the thing. Right? So there's an argument that's ongoing where say that this is about finance and this is about money. This is rich versus poor. And then the other side of that argument is this is about cultures and color of skin and things like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
My point of view on it is it's actually both.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not one or other, or one is more than another, because if you talk about finances and all that, and how our country is built and where the money has come from, one culture does represent who has the most of the money. So these very intertwined things, and nobody in human should want to give a lick of power. None.
That's true.
So if you've been fitting off of being the oppressor, or a member of who is the one that's supposedly been on top of the mountain all the time in the land of the free and home of the brave, why would you want to give that up? Hence, domestic terrorists. When these things starting to be, you mean a black person or someone else has the same amount of chance as me of getting this job? But I'm white. I'm the only one driving past some of those white people with signs going, nigga, you had a chance. 8-1-5-7-5-6-9-93. We're going to play a song real quick, and then we're going to right back to the show. Don't go anywhere. And we just got the audio right, and our video is skipping anymore.
Yeah, on point. And Mike Q said, if you're watching this, please share your shit up. Thank you, Mike Q. I appreciate that. Thank you. We'll be back.
Yeah, because I'm under the concept that we get started right, and the size don't matter.
Yeah, the show is about to go off now. I mean, go off, like, off the charts in a great way.
Yeah, it's
about to be. Finally figured everything out.
Nigga, this shit about to be popping, nigga.
I'm excited for us.
I'm also gonna play some. This is Chris Brown Tempo, which actually is not brand new. It ain't new, but a lot of people ain't heard it because I was listening to the other songs.
Alright, the song. Now, what you have to do? You do have to do this breaker.
Oh, yours.
Yeah. Hi, y'all. Hey. Oh, that's not the puppy cam. That's what I'm sorry.
Rolling a little motherfucker.
Sylvia says, swearing turns me off. Don't laugh. Don't do that. Is she friend?
I'll tell you something.
Did you stop the song because of that?
Don't be in here talking about some swearing pisses you off. You ain't watched this. Goddamn. Life got swearing.
You
in
cursed
it.
At her to tell her how you feel about her.
Us in life. I hate that. Like, we're not successful. You can't listen. I feel there's enough stuff going on in our culture that should be cussing too. Okay? Because we're not doing this on Sunday during church time or Sabbath. Now enjoy ya. Chris Brown.
So with this speaker here, we did that.
watch it.
Hi guys, thanks for watching. Sorry. We didn't mean to interrupt Sylvia. But don't you guys like
bye,
the song?
Sylvia. Take it back to another Facebook Live feed.
Damn.
Or fuck with me.
Damn.
People gotta learn, man. I'm making the content, and this is the way it's gonna be. I'm not gonna change it for you. I'm sorry.
Vegan dark chocolate bar, $7. Sweetened with real maple syrup.
Make sure you follow Tangerine Official Tangerine on Instagram. You can see it on overlay on the screen.
Hey, three says this is your song. Hey,
I feel like Sylvia really didn't leave.
Hey, we told you. I hope it wasn't my friend. I feel
bad. I'm about to put a dildo on the back of my doorknob so that when it hits you, have some dick on your way out.
Right.
Is it clean enough?
We've been hanging out with Corey all too long.
Nah, man. Yeah, maybe.
But you know Corey don't give a F.
Man, we gotta protect our content, man. Okay, I can't have a cuss word.
Should we unpin your smooth and choppy?
Oh yeah.
Is this hella clear now? Thank you for hearts. What was the connection about y'all?
It's time to be boss.
Oh. Do you watch wrestling at all? WWE, if you watch wrestling, y'all. I know everybody's little, but are you still up on it? What you do that for? Coming up here on Chapman. Nope, Micah says, okay. Whose voice is that? I'm about to lose that bitch. But I was like, let me be a lady.
That's one of my ex-grands. She didn't want to do that voice. And I was like, come on, man, do it. And then she recorded it, and I put all the radio imaging with it. You know what I'm saying? All them extra sounds. That kind of shit. Before she even talked. All
right.
So if the shit blows up, I'm going to redo all them sounds myself.
Oh, I can do it.
Okay.
You don't need to let her. Is she going to pay her?
Yeah, I can pay her, but she got a new station in the military and act like she gets a whole new life and nothing from other life. Man, she cut off every friend.
Okay.
And she opened a new bank. She's fuck all that.
Oh, act. Then we need to re-record it anyway.
Yes, finally.
So welcome back, folks. You're listening to the Nate Jackson Radio Show, episode number 66, with your host, Mr. Nate Jackson.
Hey!
And your co-host, Tangerine.
Yeah, it was a fun sound effect. I had to get every other sound effect, but if you guys want to call in and give us on the Donald thing, you can, but I think it'll stretch us being on that topic. Another thing that happened real quick during that break, why did you say the cussing is too much for them? And I know music
well, their
playing.
Exact words were, swearing turns me off. They type that in our Facebook comments.
Okay, so take your mouse, your cursor, take it to the top right or left, depending on PC or Mac, to actually turn this off. Because I'm not finna be censored. The Breakfast Club, all these shows and podcasts that you listen to the most are not clean. If you want to go to Church of Funny. Go to The Lord. Go watch Potter's House. Okay?
Go to the Lord.
Because this is how it's going to be. And I got to walk. I believe in God. We pray before we do the show.
Well,
we may have done it individually today, but that's a real thing.
So my whole thing, Lord.
You can't. What are you? You're standing next to a painter. Going, I don't like when you use red. Using red turns me off. Tell that to Picasso. Tell that to Jackson Pollock. I like how when you flick the brush, it pisses me off.
Mm.
He's in the museum. He's in the Louvre. And you can't feel a particular way about art. You either like it or you don't. You can keep on moving around the museum to something that appeases your eye, but here's what I got for you at this exhibit. Now, it's
that's
time
a good
to get
point,
into
Nate.
Some
and stories. And just to piggyback that, yeah. I MC live events on the weekends, whether it's a bar mitzvah party or wedding reception or fashion show, a box event. And I got a note from someone who hires me for his company's events, and he was like, you know, some of the guests saying that you have an edgy style and that you might want to, you know, dial it back a little bit because they need to be a little more, you know, washed out. And I said, well, then they don't meet, you know, because you're not going to tell a Sarah Silverman or Tiffany Hatch that they needed to be more washed out. You're going to let them, and you're hiring them because of who they are. So
right,
don't edgy.
We're already curving ours for them.
Right.
Don't come to me while I'm already catering.
Like, yeah, because I'm not my real self as it is.
At the time that was said about cussing me, I wasn't even thinking that was cussing.
I didn't know what she meant. I was like, curse was me. Was
right.
So whatever.
Shit. Well, I'll do a commercial.
But anyway, we are back with next half, second half. I'm going to probably leave in about 25 minutes.
Yeah, let's just go to
all right, cool. So this is called Tangerine Topics. You want me to beatbox while we bring it in?
No,
do you have
do
a
it.
Sound effect for that? All right, you guys, if you're listening, I beatbox, but I have one. and it goes on to all of our songs. Nate is an amazing freestyler. So before we get into current events, here's the beatbox.
Slow it down, Dan. Slow down a little more. We got a way that we do it right here on our show. If you are watching, you already know it's the Nate Jackson Funk Radio Show with Tangerine. Time for tangent topics. It's like mentors or hot topics. You need to get your go and lock it, because you gotta stay in and listen to the show. Tangerine. You want some mobiles? I got some. Okay.
We were done. Somebody did everything out. All right, so let's get into the topics for today.
Let's go.
First off, you can't do any type of show without acknowledging Coachella. There just happened, okay? Coachella is all that anybody's been talking about, and not because it's this amazing local outdoor concert in the desert here in California, but because Beyonce made good on her performance last year. She could show up after fan bought tickets, but they would see her amongst all the other people that performed Coachella. Mm-hmm. But last year, she had to cancel because, you know, she was with child. I made up a word. It was with child. This year, she showed up and showed out. She performed for 2 hours, ladies and gentlemen, 2 hours Saturday night. And
every answer in A had got Coachella to be in that.
It was 100 people on stage behind her. I hear that they had like 18-hour rehearsals. It was all worth it. And it's funny because that's all y'all, if you were on social media, the weekend was posting 6 seconds of just everybody was all hail the queen. And I noticed that somebody posted a clip, which I forgot I had seen this a month or two, and she read it again. Wendy Williams on show said that most singers can't really sing and Beyonce need autotune. And I was shocked they said, she said, I carry Mariah, who did out of it. And I'm like,
damn! We know Williams be doing too much.
And I'm like, are you kidding? Because Mariah, I already know her voice is gone. She sounds amazing back in the day, but right now her voice is trash. And she's a fan be pissed at her at concerts the last 5 years. And Beyonce has never been anybody off. So she has to eat her words. Because if you watch on Instagram, you'll see Wendy saying, being these autos. And then you find the edit and Beyonce singing angelically acapella with this opera voice. Just sound amazing. Fall. It's hitting so many different octaves. And it's like, what the hell were you talking about with Beyonce? Is a goat. She's the good. You can find a little shrimp that
show. There was this movie. I can't remember the name of it, but it was Cuba Gooding Jr. He got a court-oriented community service, and he had to go back to his hometown and be a choir director. And they're bringing together this ragtag choir, and Beyonce was in this movie as a young actress. And this note she hits, they take the choir to a prison just to get them warmed up to see if they can perform live. And in this movie, he steps forward and hits this note. After it was already a debacle, like this old black man came up and starts singing, and she steps up and she hits this note that I literally got goosebumps. Mm. Does not happen. Like, the hair on my forearm straightened up, turned white, people stopped. Like, it was sounded so good. I almost passed out like Wendy Williams. Like, it was so good. I blacked my eyes. Got
and now they edit a video where Wendy says Beyonce needs autotune. Then they go Beyonce singing perfectly. Then they show Wendy looking like this into the audience and passing out like this. I got no mama. This is hilarious.
I'm finna make something stupid. Right next year, find out they already cut together.
They already cut together. But yeah, so Beyonce's face flawless. She performed 5 hours. She correct as far as the most live stream views of any musical festival online to date. The most views of anything live streamed on YouTube. Because YouTube live streamed it so that people could see it. I'm wearing it on Saturday. But because it at like 4 in the morning East time, they replayed it again on Sunday last stream. So people kept it now, taking it down. Mm. They've looked all over the internet and taking it off of sites as well so that nobody can see it in as they were there or saw the live stream. So if there's a couple bootleg illegal sites out that still had it, somebody did the links because I would like to watch it. I was working on both of those.
Did y'all see it?
See it.
Who
so
has
you,
it?
If you have it or you saw it, let us know.
Did anybody go to Coachella? Call in. 818-575-69. Okay, nigga.
Sorry. I'm fucking up. Every time I go to read a comment, you say the phone number.
I'm not fighting temptations. That
Takeda was
that
telling you it was called Fighting Temptations.
God damn. It's gonna get you sad and getting bobbin because
my memory.
We've been 2 weeks off and Russ is.
Having tweets and not me, guys. I'll be calling. I feel like this is my radio show, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be hitting the mate like, yo, hey, are we doing a show?
It is your show.
And he'll be like, oh, yeah, okay, what time you wanna come over? And I'm like, if they call, we gonna do it.
I mean, the goddamn show gonna throw on you, pick up a spot.
Oh, so.
Come off your remote slash get hard slash.
Yeah, we need to be on
it. Listen, working out all things, we gotta go live. And this, you know, the computer, this little 2008, it's just trying.
And thing is, this equipment doesn't matter because if they like them, what we're talking about, they can take us and just in the studio. But no. This studio.
Yeah. I won't make fans of the real studio comment. I'll let that.
Well, nigga, at your house. I mean,
well,
but
they don't know the end. God, no. You don't get that high, boo, nigga. That's like my fuck.
Nut.
Oh, God.
You wouldn't sound like every
I'm
second.
Like, I put all the money into the equipment. The time, effort, blood, sweat, and tears. This hurt. You know what it cost me? They don't make these. You gotta go get that Walmart pieces. You have to have an idea. They don't even. You be like, I need to come on the wall. Curtain on your wall. They the job is to just highlight your son way out. I have solved up this thing awesome. Y'all. I don't know where we were.
You've said in the 6 episodes.
You did not know where we were. Some of y'all just
raise your hand if we were Nate Jackson House every week for this show.
Just tuned in like that red curtain is a great time.
Tasha Thompson is sending a laughing emoji.
I know, here I am. My heart's rocking. Trying to bring some live entertaining to you and a way I don't drive too far.
Oh, that's how you do it? It's just so you can stay
home? I did it because you know the cost of rent space a lot.
Well, you spent that money in equipment. This equipment is top notch.
And now we got it working.
All right, so sorry to expose where we're located. I just want to ask podcast, what's your address?
Hey, we're in town. I don't mind. But nigga, we in your dumb ass. Like, nigga.
But your ass podcast named after your address. Like, I thought it was knowledge.
No, no, 5218 is another podcast.
No, 5224. You did with 50 was your address.
5224 lie. Okay. Yes, this is 5218, a whole nother street.
Oh, well, now you're giving them your new address?
Whole nother street. Put that here goodness. To Google 5218, a whole street. Finally, okay. Y'all can come with it. Nigga, I ain't from y'all. You'll love Mike getting up if you ain't invited.
Mike says puppy moment with an explanation. I'm not that's sure what you're talking dream. About.
Listen, it doesn't matter where you are. What matters is that here is at Fukali.
Yes,
you
know I'm not shit on the show. I'm doing a great job. The equipment's amazing. I'm just saying that you don't have
solid.
Put all of you don't have this purpose on your computer because we're going to get bought by a big company with...
That's you. That's how you feel right now. All this hard work.
Okay, so anyway, about Coachella, just to wrap up, Beyonce was amazing. She broke records with how many people watched the live stream. Now they have tried to take down the live stream from every place that they found in line so that you would not be able to watch it again. The rumors are that maybe, since her husband owns Tidal, maybe they'll take the video footage and put it on Tidal and make those subscribers have access to it.
I mean, you think they set up ahead of time. Like, you might be Coachella on Tidal. That would have been something they should have had. Now it's not even live streamed.
But, right, but we would still watch it, just like when they had the Lemonade Tour and then it became something you could watch on HBO later. I definitely watched. So long as they, if they have give access to it later, we're going to still watch it because we love her. So I would love to be able to see it on Tidal. I'd love to be able to see it on HBO. I hope it becomes available. But until then, if somebody wants to DM me the link of something from some illegal site so that I can watch it in its entirety because I had work, that would be awesome. Another funny thing, and I'll wrap this one up, is I saw a picture zoomed in of Beyonce's nail polish, which was black. Then I saw another picture later on that night of it zoomed in. It was silver. And the tweet said, Beyonce not only changed her costumes during the show, but she also changed her nail polish.
Oh, I saw
we
it.
Do not she deserve her. And I was like, we don't deserve her because it's shit that makes her even more royalty.
How long was she gone?
Well, some people were saying it was probably press-ons. And other people saying it may have been mooching nails that you're hot. Changes. But the fact that she even did that detail, whatever, however she did it,
however,
it makes her more amazing.
One of them had rhinestones on it.
She's amazing. And somebody was like, no, those pictures are one was first, one was no.
Maybe.
No, because they were there, they zoomed their own, they filmed like, it. We're like, no, this is different. Colors. Like, we see it. So she's amazing. And I just want to say that about her.
She makes it worth wait. I'll get you some. About to watch Beyonce live at Coachella. And this Coachella investment is $1,000 for like to be set up good.
Yeah. And I meant to this
she
year.
She says, I'm not coming. And it's like devastating.
Exactly. So she made for it this year for sure.
Yeah, and, I mean, and it was so aggressively good that people were saying that Coachella was just south of the Wakandan border.
Yeah, I saw it on the picture as well. People were like, two places they want to move to, Wakanda and Coachella. And then, you know, as you see, they've given her the hashtag Coachella. It's just this incredible. And they might make you forget Cardi B, who has a really, you know, popular album right now. She also performed. Nobody's really talking about it, and she did an amazing job, but Beychella's all the attention. So congratulations to both the ladies, because they don't need to be in competition, but Cardi B's having a really good year. She got to perform at Coachella.
Beyonce
is
the greatest. Hammer, goggle.
Yes, but Nicki Minaj released singles this week that are supposed to be to keep up with Cardi B. So there's a competition of better was, do you like Cardi B's album? Do you like these two singles released?
That's Nicki Minaj's laugh, by the way.
Because you don't think she's in competition with Cardi B?
She knows she is. Cardi B's sitting on top right now, and this was a seat that Nicki had.
Exactly.
She stays going at any competition. How long did he for me, Ma?
Yeah, exactly. So some people were saying that the two songs that Nicki released are not as good as Cardi B's album, and other people were saying, well, it doesn't matter. Women don't need to always competition. It's
no,
okay
they're
if you
in
both.
Fuck that. It's always a dialogue back and forth with people saying, who's the best? Who's the greatest? Who got?
Right.
Who got? Who named top five? And even in, and if you listen to Nicki's songs, she, like, Cardi's just making music and let's kick it. Nicki's making songs where she's talking about her station in the game. Like, she's like, I'm always top six. I heard, have you heard the Chun Li song?
I did. I like
she's
the Chun Li song.
She's talking about, You just came out the, or you just now getting in the game. I'm already coming off the court drenched.
Yeah, she did say that. She did say that. She's like, you're coming off the bench, but I'm coming off the court drenched. And I was like, that's a shot to new artists
out
there.
Thorough. So right now, it feels like there's a full-on war going on, one-sided.
But Cardi B, no, because if you
I
listen,
I just came to have a baby. Like, I don't know what. Like, she didn't care.
But no, but Cardi says in her first song, she says, "Was that bitch that was saying that I was a threat? I put a Louboutin where her neck at." Like, she still...
They have a song where they both were on it.
Yeah, they
featured
do.
On it.
They
like,
do.
She just was like, fuck, we'll be on it.
Which I wonder if they were even suited at some time, if they just mailed in
hell
their verses.
No. They mailed
because they're
in.
Like, oh, we get to get along. They both
no,
a song better.
Like, open up the door.
Cardi.
And they would have been like...
So who would win between a fight between Cardi and Nicki Minaj?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Excuse me. We have an audience member.
Who win a fight? Oh, no, it wasn't the right shot. We're doing it again. Okay,
all right. Take
her. God damn. I'm just going to have fun with it.
Who's
going to fight, Diggity?
Okay, Nicki Minaj, so our audience member.
Time, you know, man? I'm on camera back. Day Pickett is in the building.
And while making his way over here, they tell us that you had a puppy cam moment where you just had breasts only in the camera for a while.
Why not?
I don't know. A couple people were commenting on that, but okay.
You look amazing, by the way. I watched it from this feed. I was like, that hair looks savage.
Thank you. The brush. I love the brush. That's the puppy cam.
Yeah, that's nice right there.
Thanks, guys. Mm-hmm. These are my buzz.
Absolutely.
All right, so who would win a fight between Cardi B, who is from where?
Cardi B is from...
Is she from the East Coast?
Yeah, she's from New York. She's from the Bronx.
Okay. She's from the Bronx. Yeah. And then Nicki Minaj is queen. Yeah. Who won fight between you? Jada?
Say Nicki Minaj.
Nicki Minaj. And why do you say that?
Because, only because Cardi B said in an interview that she don't fight.
Really? All the shit she talks?
Exactly. She talks a lot of shit. It sounds crazy. It sounds rough, but I ain't beating nobody up. She's on the hip hop shit.
So she all talk. Because I definitely would have said Cardi B because she has.
She's winning on. She's like, why would I fight when I can jump in a coupe and leave?
Right.
Oh.
She's shit talking. Physically, she might be able to, but her personality ain't like beat the shit out. I got a cousin like that. She's talking.
I want to see Cardi B lose no fight. Like, I'm a fan of Cardi. She been.
And I think Nicki, Chrissy shit isn't the new shit she's been doing for the last 10 years. Thing, you know.
I feel like so you felt back in the day she used to fight, yeah, but she probably got ass beat. Okay, Nicki.
Even if you get your ass beat, doesn't mean you fight.
Yeah, true. Because you got to get your ass a couple times and learn how to fight.
I feel like Cardi will be chit at Nicki Minaj. Okay?
That's
halfway, halfway through the fight, Nicki will be turning Roman. And that's
Wait, Cam, you got to remember, Nicki started. She was hella masculine, right?
She was.
Yeah, so show back to the one who was straight up stud lesbian kind of like and just beat the shit out of Cardi. Because I don't know if she was Roman back. She had a different. She was an angry rapper.
Her name is Nikita. I'm tripping.
I forgot Nikki's real name.
Onika. There you go.
Nicki Minaj's real name is Onika.
Yeah. Yes, but back in the day, there was a video of her on YouTube really sweating. Really sweating Remy Ma. They bleeding it because no people see that side of Nicki Minaj. She straight up nigga. And if it's that Nicki, she's definitely Nicki B.
Yeah. You probably had to be the bitch ass and motherfucking like third way.
I would imagine so. Mike Q says the bros all day.
Absolutely.
Three says, I love Cardi's performance. And three says, man, there's a video out with Cardi was in Dubai. She stated Nicki didn't even want to mess with her and it hurt her. Now Nicki wants to mess with her. Oh, meaning that she wanted to do business with her?
Yeah, okay. I can see that.
Okay, I can see that as well. You just laugh. Is that really what that is? That you got
that
really
face and everything.
I wish you guys would just be able to. Can they see these little icons that you've put on your little keyboard of voices? So happy with new toys. It's so cute. There's a little picture of me for the cam.
I go Onika or whatever.
You vote for Onika.
That'd be a good fight. I'll put that.
I know y'all did. I really wish that Bow Wow fight had happened. Was it Crown Bow Wow? Soulja Boy. Hold on, I gotta wait for the loud ass noise.
Name another show that guests that pop in randomly. Is this goddamn awesome? If you got 2 cents, call in the number 818-575-69. Listen, nigga, when I tell you.
I haven't gotten it right now on time day.
Tangerine is hella rusty today, bro. But
it's
I'm just
2 weeks.
Shit.
Reason I haven't been here.
I thought you jumped there early. 5 and 5.
Oh, 6 feet. Oh!
5 and 5 is the position, nigga. What is that?
You don't have 79? 75? Bye. Okay, you guys, I want to apologize. I've been.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how long these sounds are going to disrupt the show. But I've been seeing our sitcom, Season 6 of Family Time. It comes on the Bounce Channel, starring Omar Ding and Angel Conwell, Clayton Thomas, Paul Parker, myself. Shanti Laurie, we had really good stars this week. We had Robert Richard, little boy, like he was seen in a bunch of movies. Oh, yeah. We had Tawanda Braxton from the Braxton Family Values, a guest star, and people tell me that we was great. Finally worked together, and we just paid together and posted my Instagram story. We also had Howard Hewitt on the show.
Just a little bit closer.
And we all had T. Carson on the show yesterday from the show Live Single. So we've been having a great time at Family Time. I've been working like
Kyle, right?
Yes, Kyle from Live Single. So we had
I've been like, I've ever seen on
Brad. Right? It was good, nice little role model.
Him and Braxton Hartner, Stanley Friday. That is a whole bunch of.
So we've been having a great time on set at Family Time. We've been working like 12 to 14 hours. And even if I get a fork, I'm having so much fun. I just stay and hang on set until the finish. And so I have been mowed like since going on in the news or on the radio shows. So I apologize. I'm a little rusty. Truth is, I'm tired. And I showed up because I believe in Nate Jackson. I believe in his show. I wanted to squeeze in time to this. And now I have to get to the TV Academy because I'm going to an event for a show, Vice, on HBO, starring Michael. What campus? I believe it was damn, I can't think of his last name. You guys know me, but whoever's the show Vice on HBO, they're in a presentation, show us their show just to give them a nod. I got to the TV Academy too. But I just want to also say,
what's your hard out?
5:30.
Okay, cool. So just people will find you on the internet. Work them kids. Does need to be changed onto the show. I'm glad that we found you guys are able to watch the show, hear the show. It's absolutely right. Now the content can add up to all the equipment.
Yeah, I'm excited because we'll be able to at some point show on the screen picture things they're talking about as opposed to holding them up to the camera. Larry Gilliard. What about him? The guy I'm talking about is Michael.
Oh, well, Mike Cameron thinks Larry Gilliard.
Oh, okay. Also, we were going to talk briefly just about, we had a couple other things to talk about. Did you want to talk anything about the Starbucks boycott Starbucks? Did you drink Starbucks?
Yeah.
Okay, so now you make own coffee here. So do you also give them your money?
Yeah.
Did you stop after they got the brothers arrested for getting out buying some eat?
Now chill, motherfucking mind. You think anybody about to silly boycott Starbucks? Can't you see shutting down the company for a whole day just to get them niggas to act right on black people? Fuck wrong with y'all. Starbucks been giving back to the African American community and hiring African Americans on a heavy basis ever since the original location of the Pipes Market. If you guys boycott everybody, even when you do try to do right by the mistakes that people made far from their home office, then you're wrong. They're shutting down for a the president put out a video, flew directly across the country. He flew across the country immediately to meet directly with two of that got situation happened. They're covering any legal fees, trying to make sure nothing happens. The employee has already been removed from the location and or fired. What do we ask for?
Okay.
What are we looking for?
Oh,
we boycott illicit change, and the change has been elicited. That's a lot different than H&M, who apologized, just kind of took the outfit and didn't really apologize, and is back at selling stuff. It's an entirely different way to handle things. So I have Starbucks in that sense. That's a good look. Shutting down any company for a full day internationally is going to cost them X amount of dollars, and they're doing it. For mandatory training, everybody needs to come in and they need to learn about how to deal with different cultures.
All right, so we got what we wanted. So, okay, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here live from Nate Jackson. It's okay to continue to drink at Starbucks and eat at Starbucks. And I think they'll be a little more patient when we're waiting on the rest of our party to get there before we all order what we wanted to have.
Hell yeah, they're about to put out cups and say, our bad.
That's hilarious.
Oops.
My Q says that ain't right too far. Oh, the person that I was talking about from The Wire, it's Michael Kenneth Williams. That's the guy who's starring on the show Vice, and yes. He's be there for the Q&A afterwards to talk about it, and then they have a reception afterwards where they feed us. Yeah, so that's what I'm going to be going to. So it's okay in Starbucks, so we don't have to dwell on that. I'm glad that they are ready to fight as opposed to ignoring it, pretending it didn't happen.
But you know what I do H&M? Like? I'm going to be honest. This is what I like. I like when companies when slow down their business, lose money for one, two. I like when business and the people who majority peruse them are completely oblivious to the strife of African Americans.
You like that?
Yes, because if they are, the day of shutting down makes them have to observe. It's the same reason why marches go out into the freeway. It's the same reason why we want to upset and disrupt your daily life. So you have to pay attention to the plight of the people that have been living an entire discourse right around you. Starbucks is closing for a full day. This is going to fuck with a lot of white people.
When is this happening?
The 29th, I believe.
So they're waiting until the end of them to do it, and that's when they're going to take. They're all going to get some lessons.
It may be faster than that. I'm trying to. I mean, yeah, but you understand? Like, they're saying here's the day we're going to do it. Now they have to implement an entire program that takes course over 8 hours, and like, there's a lot of things that has to go into play. You don't just shut down and don't have a plan. They're just sitting around shut down. Every Starbucks needs to have something being done or read. They got to get the material out.
That's great.
They
got to
fly
time to prepare.
In managers and owners of each branch for them to be able to then do this race and pedagogy teaching to their employees. There's going to be a lot of Starbucks employees that have to adhere to a new policy when dealing with people.
This is good. This is good news. So, good job, Starbucks, for rectifying. That's great.
Yeah, man. It's just finish out bell for.
We need more cowbells.
Oh, there's two more seconds of it.
You know that's from SNL, right?
Okay,
got you. All right. So, the other thing we were talking about.
Okay, so that was the more you know.
The more you know. We're going to just say that if you're into WWE, if you're that, and know anything about John Cena, his girlfriend of 6 years,
John Cena!
You can't see me. He says, if you think about him and his girlfriend, that's the thing he says when he goes out there.
Who says?
I'm seeing it.
Never
can't
seen
see him. Me. The guy's nuts. He's been with his girlfriend, Nick Bella, for 6 years. She wanted to get married to him for the longest. Of course, he's a millionaire with an amazingly huge house and this celebrityism. And, you know, she's risen up in the ranks at the WWE Women's Championship side as well. So they were just this cute couple face of WWE. I learned a lot more about them because I watched the reality show Total Divas, where you really get to get into their backstory. I saw that she moved in with him a couple years ago, and he had her sign a 75-page contract, kind of like a prenup that you would sign before you married somebody. He made his girlfriend sign a 75-page contract before she could move into his house because there were certain rules he had as far as how things needed to look. The paper being signed.
Yeah. Why do I have that sound already?
Why do you have that sound?
Because I would do like this new second called letter and have that playing under it, but. This is how slow I signed the 75 document. 75 pages?
75 pages.
This nigga has details in there like, the toilet paper must be hung over, not under. Like, 75?
Literally, John Cena, I learned this from watching Total Divas, is a completely detail-oriented, full of OCD man. Like, he's an emotionless robot. Until he does a comedic movie. Then I see him be funny. I'm like, wait, that's the same John Cena that I've been watching this reality show? But
like,
it's shocking.
You like John Cena.
But she was hesitant to sign it because she was like, what kind is this? But of course, she loves him. And what else is she doing with herself? So she signed it, not saying that she's not successful because she's a good wrestler, but she signed it. She moved in with him, but she still didn't have what she wanted. She wanted to be married. But he told her from the beginning of the relationship, I ever want to be married. I don't want to have kids. I think he'd already been married before or something. So he's like, I don't want it again. I don't want to have kids. So we'll never marry. Is that okay? And she's like, okay, fine. I love you so much. We'll never get married. But her sister, meanwhile, her twin sister got married, then wanted a baby, then finally got pregnant. And she's seeing her sister about the dream that she wanted. And she's depressed, but she's trying to play it off because she's dating this millionaire who's, you know, successful and handsome and saying, oh, it's okay. He doesn't have to marry me. Finally, during WrestleMania last year, John Cena surprises Nikki Bella after they do this mismatch fight between a couple of the Miz and Maurice. John Cena and Nikki fight Miz and Maurice, and John and Nikki win the fight. Johnny's down on one knee, proposed to Nicki, makes cry, the fans go crazy, and it's like, oh my God, you're gonna be married. Well, they're supposed to get married in Mexico on May 5th next month, and they just broke up Sunday.
What?
So
they broke up?
They just broke up. So
and this girl broke up.
After all, they've been engaged almost a year this year. I mean, it just happened, I think, last Sunday or the Sunday before.
Who the fuck thought you were this into WWE? I understand you're, like, doing some of this stuff because you have to be entertained by the things your husband is entertained by, but you are full-on caught up in this shit.
I am caught up in it. I love it. I watch Total Divas. I watch Total Divas. I watch Total Bills, which is the twins' separate spinoff of the reality show about the female wrestlers. Because the twins are both dating wrestlers, I just get to see an inside story of all the wrestlers in a relationship. So I was happy that they finally got engaged. I know that's something Nicki really wanted. And I was telling myself, I can see him really marrying her because he's been telling her all these years he ain't going to ever marry her. And now they're supposed to be married next month and he has backed out.
So this nigga done breached the contract.
Right? Like, I don't know if she's doing him,
there's a lot of women that would say, I don't need to sign all this. If you love me, you'll take things as is and you trust and da-da-da-da.
That's what she was saying at first. And so then her mama was like, bitch, you better sign that paper.
So there's a prenup, which is a prenuptial agreement, right? So they don't even have nuptials. And he's got pre-move, pre-cohabitate. Most men need contracts like this. 75 pages is aggressive, but one
it's
day,
aggressive.
A few bullet items.
The thing is, he had a huge, huge, beautiful house that she was moving into, and everything was meticulous. The way he kept things, like you have to make the bed as soon as you get out of it. Her sister came to visit with her man, and they had certain rules that they had, and they got dressed out and had an argument because they weren't able to live up to the comfort of what he wanted. Like, they can chill. Like, you go up to somebody and you just kick it. He's like, no, you got to be up. It's time to come get, you to get dressed, breakfast. Like, there was just different rules that we eat dinner at a certain time, and you need to be dressed nice for dinner. Like, he has a lot of rules. He's a very meticulous man, and she's like, no. Okay, I'll do it. And then got engaged, and now they're not saying, they're saying they broke up. It's not saying why. And Nicki and Don have both said publicly on social media, please respect her privacy right now. So they're not saying why, but it's kind
of... anyway. She's got to have a non-disclosure to 75
She probably does. But the rumors are that it's probably getting cold feet.
How little is his dick? That he's like, I need 75 pages.
This house is incredible, though. It's so clean.
It has to be so much. He's like, dip my balls. Like, this has to be
it's
in
so
there.
So clean.
Round 69. Got to have... Exactly. Here's so, how often I like to have sex.
And then part of me is like, is this publicity stunt? Like, are they really breaking it? Because WrestleMania just happened. Now they got into last WrestleMania. Now this WrestleMania happened, and now they're breaking. Will they? Will this just publicity? So we'll talk about them and then get back together, and we'll be like, yay. But or was it just the fact you shouldn't have to change your man? Because he told you, I'm not trying to get married again. I'm never having kids.
I think it's publicity. Okay. I mean, he gets down on his knee at WrestleMania.
Yeah, for millions of fans.
Right. And she has a signed contract just a movie. He ain't signing shit.
Carol, let's see. Lamar Pendleton said, don't try to change him. He didn't want kids. She did. She wanted to change his mind. You're right, Lamar. And apparently, he didn't. We'll see if it's publicity.
Yeah, but we do that all the time. I have a young lady who's in my life, has been for a very long time. She doesn't want to be married. She doesn't want children and all this stuff. It's not an issue or an item, but I feel like if I ever got where, I would press that issue just by shooting up the club often.
Ooh.
If I wanted kids, let me tell you something. I'm 12 years after my sibling.
Okay.
It took my dad over a decade to get my mom to let her guard down, club shoot ups. To get him a son.
Which was going to bring me to my point. Ultimately, it's always a woman's choice of how big the family get. Because a woman will... a woman will take the precautions
you
before
are murders?
No,
is that what I'm saying?
No, I'm saying she will be on the birth control.
Okay. Pre-murder.
No, just a preventative life.
Okay.
How about
so,
that?
Yeah, but if you have a kid, it's not because your dad nutted so much he finally got around the diaphragm. It was, okay, well, we're not intending to have any kids. We're not going to tie tubes or all that. We're good now.
But a woman knows when she's ovulating. She knows when you're about to ejaculate. So a woman decides, like, okay, I'll let him give me another baby.
Oh, no, my mom was with it. Right. It just took 12 to deteriorate the strong opinion of I'm kidded out. I don't want any more kids.
Exactly. But it was ultimately her decision. And it's ultimately up to the woman. So
somebody said, it's time for you to leave.
Okay, you guys. Thanks for telling me that.
Is somebody where you're on?
No.
He's heard you say, oh, he's trying to help you respond.
It's time for you to roll out the great job. Yes, Robert, thank you. Robert is one of the people I own for years.
At
the last
time,
he was working in a bank, so he's a really good law-abiding citizen.
Tune in.
Probably punctual.
I think he gave you one thumbs up for a shot. You know, hit the button hell around.
Pull out game 1,000. Is that my cue? Okay. Broderick, love y'all, man. Okay, I gotta go. Please follow me on social media. I have a lot of behind the scenes footage posts. I'm so busy, but it's all on camera.
Tell me exactly what I need.
Please, if you're not looking at the scene, it's at Official Tangerine. Here comes another sound effect to drown me out. Mine is not like the first. It's spelled A-N-J-A-R-E-E-N. Official Tangerine on Facebook, Official Tangerine on Instagram, and it's just Tangerine on YouTube, Snapchat, Periscope, any other thing that they can create. It's just gonna be in by me. Follow me. My life lit as fuck. My Instagram lit as fuck. And be adding stuff in a couple days when I sit still long enough, edit again, and post them.
I have the volume on that quite a bit, but it's called Tension Build. Listen, follow
like
Tangerine. Follow her stuff. When I tell you Tambourine's the beast, man, I bullshit, man. This is motherfucking G. After I'll be like, is that the Tambourine from Fossil? Yes. Yes. It's the Tambourine from Yes. Yes.
I didn't drink from Fossil Radio.
Fully fucking decorated. Honestly, has no business in my house doing a game radio show.
Aww.
But here we are. Why? Oh, yeah. Because it's actually dope and we see what Ann and Will is now.
Sure.
Let alone what it's going to grow into. So, thank you guys for tuning in. You can follow me at the Instagram link that's right on the screen. Right there, I believe.
Yeah.
How hard it was to get this shit. You got it right. There it is. I'm going to hold the T. Anyway, so it took a minute to get through right. I'm so glad that I did. I gotta go.
Now you can stay talking to him for the hour. Tell him where you're going out of town tomorrow. Tell him what you're working on. Tell him you're going to be 5150 again. You guys, how did y'all meet? Mike Hugh says, we met at Foco Radio. Yeah. Came to one of the tapes. I was a co-host every Wednesday on Foco, which is SiriusXM. Rodney Perry, Corey Holcomb, yeah. So William, yeah. Lou Dix, Phoebe Cowell, Thomas. Clayton Thomas. We used to do it every Wednesday. Sweet Comic Corner on Fox Radio.
Violet.
And Nate came in with, I guess, Mom brought you. I didn't realize it at the time. Sat next to me, and I was like, oh, he's the bros. I'm the Reds. Bye.
Johnny Mac told me to come up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so when I parked and came up, we met. Me was like, oh, what up?
And he's telling me, that's my friend, because I brought him to Fox that day. I'm like, well, I didn't know that, because you introduced him. He sat next to me.
John motherfucking
and
Mac.
We hit it off. I didn't know. So now I can say, nah, nigga, Johnny Mac brought him up there. That's my friend.
I'm
which one is it?
Both.
All right, well, you his friend, so I can't be here anymore. Okay, I gotta go. Bye.
Can't be here anymore.
Your friend. Hi, guys.
I got buttons.
You do.
Okay.
You got two buttons.
So, Tension's crazy. This show is going after you walk. So, the goddamn show. Oh.
No, it's the next show. Keep on me, Jack.
And it's true for both. And I'm here for, well, over. I've gotten the show. You've been for 1 minute. You leave now. It's not exactly.
My name is Lil. Was that scared out the speed of chat?
And I'm part of it. Got to come back, so we're gonna go on with Lamar X. But thank y'all for watching.
Make sure you miss the next episode of the Jacket.